All right, we are live again. G'day, it's Alex and Jacob from the Tripod once again. This week we'll be breaking down round 8. So you guys have probably seen us by now. We break down every single NRL game every week from a betting perspective. Last week we didn't have the best round ever. We had 6 wins and 6 losses, which is, you know, not terrible. It loses you a little bit of money, but I mean, overall there's been 7 rounds now and we've had winning weeks in 5 of them. So
yeah, I think we said last week we won 40 of our first kind of 54 tips. Which is pretty like ridiculous when they're meant to be 50-50s, and we were saying typically we're kind of proving the bookies wrong that these aren't 50-50s, and then we went 50-50 on 12 picks.
Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
As you say, if you go 6 and 6 out of 12 picks, you do lose a little bit of money because you're only getting $1.92, you know, for every winner.
Yep.
But you're losing that full bet. That's how the bookies have an edge. We try and fight back against that edge. But I mean, even when I look at that, we were 6 and 4 coming into the, you know, the Sunday Arvo game, the Panthers. We really liked the Panthers. We had Panthers to win, and we had like Panthers to score more than 19.5 points. I mean, if the Panthers come out and play the way that they can, you're 8 and 4 on the round.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, that's really the way it goes, and that's why it is so hard to win every single week, because you know, at the end of the day, it's the NRL. Anyone can beat anyone.
Well, it is. It's betting on sports, and that's why, you know, not everyone makes a living out of this thing. It's not easy making money, and like we've explained before, there's only about 2% of people that actually bet sports that do make money. But you look at our record for this year, I mean, you're going to have ups and downs during, you know, each week. You're not going to win every single week, but as long as you're winning long term, you know, you're going to make money. And our record for this year in NRL is 46-22. And like we've said, if you're a $100 punter, you're putting just $100 on each one of those bets, you know, you're up a little under $2,000. And people say you can't make a living doing this stuff. If you just have $1,000 on each one of our bets, which is not outlandish, you know, you're up nearly $20,000 in 7 weeks.
I mean,
you tell me a job that gives you that much
and
money,
like, let's give a shout out to our group, the Tripod NRL Tips Forum. You've got to be in there. We're giving away cash, and speaking of like $1,000 per bet, I mean, there's people in our group that put a lot more than that. You know,
everyone's
different. Plenty of people just betting recreationally, but as you say, even if you're betting recreationally, you want to chuck $50 or $20 on a game here and there. I mean, it's a bit more fun when you're winning, and
like,
we
certainly
win
more
often than we lose.
As
you say, we're through to round 8. The season is flying along.
It is,
Did you have a good break, mate?
Your poon was good. As you'd hope.
How was your holiday?
That was also good.
That's good.
So I went to your poon for the weekend, which was good. Still got to see a little bit of NRL, not as much as I would have liked, but this weekend I'll be back at it.
Refreshed, and it's another good round.
Let's have another winning round.
Let's get into it.
All right, no Thursday night games this week, guys. 2 Friday night games instead. We've got the Raiders hosting Manly. Raiders are 12-point favourites, 41.5 the total.
I mean, I think we will usually have 2 Friday night games, but it's because of the Tuesday.
Yeah, because two Tuesday games.
How good is that?
Yeah, bloody hell. Tuesday games, 1 Sunday game this week. So.
And I mean, I'm not a big AFL fan, but I just watch any footy. I think there's Monday night footy in the AFL. So,
it's a stacked week. And you got NBA playoffs. It's just a great time to be alive.
Yeah, we can talk about NBA
better.
Halfway through. It is. What a time to be alive.
Dead set.
And geez, what a time to be a Raiders fan. We say it every week. This team just steamrolls sides. Now, we took them on last week. We took them on with Warriors plus 10.5.
Yep.
The Warriors led that game at halftime. So, you know, you feel really good having that. I think, you know, in live betting, the Warriors were just like 2-point underdogs at halftime. And even with like 3 minutes to go, they were still in the losing by 10.
Yeah, exactly right. So we were covering until that last penalty.
So we can live with that tip. We knew that it's always a tough trip, you know, and that you're always a chance to cop some capital punishment down there.
It's one of the toughest places to
play. And that side, you know, we've said it, we've been saying it since mid-season last year that the Raiders are a gun side, you know, a premiership contender. They certainly are. But I always feel that the line looks too high when the Raiders play. Manly's not a terrible side.
No, they're not.
You know, I'm trying to remember. Like they were down something like 26-4 against the Storm.
They came storming back. Yeah, they really did. So they only lost by 4 that
and,
one.
And, you know, Marty Taupau comes back into the side.
Yep.
You know, I like most of the underdogs this week.
Me too, actually.
I could only play Manly plus the 12. I would even love it if I could get 12.5.
Yeah, that's it. I think we just have to do it. Even a flat 12. You know, I'd obviously love to get 12.5. And we'll have a look around, obviously. We give our initial thoughts on the pod. Then we scour through every single possible betting site to find you guys the best lines, the best prices. And then we release them usually tomorrow. So we'll probably do that tomorrow. We had to do it last week on the Wednesday. But I think we just have to take Manly here. I mean, everyone was jumping on the Manly bandwagon. Now they've all jumped off. They got pumped by the Dragons, and then they lost last week as well. But they came home really strong against a solid defensive Storm outfit like we know. So I think they'll get a bit of confidence from that. I know that the Raiders are clinical at home. They can just pile on the points. But, you know, everyone's in love with the Raiders again now, and I think this 12 is just a couple points too high. But on top of that as well, I think we might have to look at some sort of, because you know, Manly doesn't have the greatest goal kicker. The Raiders do. We're going to have to look at something to do with that as well. So
I like that. I think Manly has the size to actually, you know, not get bashed up by the Raiders forward pack, which means, you know, maybe not as much space for the Raiders back. So I like that.
Exactly.
I mean, bloke like Jake Trbojevic, but just cutting people in half. He's a form lock in the comp.
Bloody hell.
And Turbo Tom at the back.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
So I think it's just too many points we have to take Manly in this one. The late Friday game, we got the Rabbits hosting the Broncos. The Rabbits are now plus 6 points and 39.5 the total. Line shifted a little bit, so
you know, I like the underdog
in
this one too. The Broncos, have we underestimated them? I mean, we went up against them pretty hard last week and we did call it pretty much perfectly. We took the Titans with the first half line. We said we're gonna also take the Titans plus 14.5. It's too many points. It's a
they should have won the game, really.
And what else did we say? We can see Broncos coming over the top of them second half, and you know, they did that, and they won the second half by 10 points. 2 points, you know, more than the Titans at the end of the day. I feel really bad for the Titans. Talk more about them.
Yeah, God.
You know,
we'll
that's brutal. But, you know, the Broncos have done well. They've come through a really tough opening schedule.
Probably the toughest schedule.
Yeah, I mean, the first 4 weeks of the season to play the four teams that were in the prelims last year, they didn't get easier after that.
Brutal.
But here they are. So after seven rounds, four wins, I mean, that's, you know, they'd be very happy to be in that position. No Ben Hunt, but, you know, he wasn't playing that. He wasn't setting the league on fire. And Cody Nikorima is a pretty good replacement level player. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still think Sammy Burgess, has he got off his charge?
He's got off his charge.
We need Burgess playing
for
the Rabbits.
Yeah, and the problem is, well, not the problem. It's obviously a benefit to have him on the park. But, I mean, this line was 7.5 yesterday and then he got cleared and it's now 6. And whether I think that a forward is worth 1.5 points, you know, that I question that. But
I think, I mean, to the Bunnies, Burgess is worth that.
Yeah, I think, you know, just as a team leader and that sort of thing, he's probably is
and
worth.
And they're a bit skinny on the forwards. Like, Kyle Turner's starting in the front row this week, so I think it's so important that Burgess plays there.
Yep. And not only that, I think, you know, the Rabbitohs have a great goal kicker in Reynolds. The Broncos do not. So you always like taking points. And I mean, you know, 6 points is a converted try, but I think if the Rabbits score one less try than the Broncos in this game, they'll probably still cover the line.
Plus, I'd be looking around for the hook. You know,
yeah,
you talk
the hook,
about the hook.
We'll try
if you can
and
get
find
plus 6.5. I mean, that's
that is an auto play for me.
We talk about key numbers. I mean, if you know, if a line is 4.5 or 5.5, there's basically no difference because, you know, there's so few games decided by 5 points.
Yep.
But 6 points, I believe, is the most common margin of victory in the NRL.
Yep.
So the difference between plus 5.5, plus 6, and plus 6.5 are all
very big.
So
it's
you
massive.
Do want to shop around. That's why you want to have multiple bookies to kind of find the best price, best line, because we're dealing with small margins here.
Absolutely.
As we see every single week, a game gets decided by half a point. Look at, like, the Manly Storm game.
Yeah, that's
depending on whether you got -4, -4.5.
Yeah, and it adds up, dead set. You're making, you know, a dozen bets a weekend, maybe, you know, possibly even more. And those add up if you catch, you know, one extra win per week that you would have got money back. You
Absolutely.
Know, that certainly adds up at the end of the year. It could be a matter of thousands of dollars. So
we like the underdog in that one, too.
Like the underdog there. Saturday early game, we got the Eels plus 2.5 points hosting the Panthers. 37.5 the total. This is the one that I don't like, the underdog.
Neither do I, but having said that, all right, sometimes I just do this, I'm weird like this. I just start thinking about
you
what's going to happen.
Weird.
I am weird.
Yeah.
And I started thinking to myself, this Eels team, you know, we said last week, they lost 4 games in a row, but there was nothing really wrong with them. They just played 4 oppositions that were all good on the day. Now,
true.
You know, and Bevan French was out. Now, this Eels team, they rallied against the Tigers, down 12 at halftime. They came back to show what they're capable of. Now, you know, I look at blokes like Bevan French, one of the best fullbacks in the comp last year when he was on form. Corey Norman was like the Dally M in the first 13 rounds of the season. Semi Radradra, just about the best winger in the comp, you know,
true.
Maybe not named Jordan Rapana.
Yes.
And you look at, like, you know, what if they were to get Mitchell Moses? Not this week.
Yeah,
but
sure.
if they were to get him
next year.
Or is there not a chance they can get him this season?
No,
now?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess I thought, you know, if Moses could turn up, I'm looking at them as a massive sleeper. When they get these blokes back on the park, that they can make the 8, you know, you can get pretty good value for them to make the 8.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw odds of, like, Eels at 17-1 to make the final,
that's,
stuff like that.
It's pretty high.
You know, once
yeah.
you're in the 8, I feel like anyone's a chance. I would just, you know, other blokes underrated, like Tepe Moreira has been injured. He's back in the forward pack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people who will argue with this will think I'm a bit high on the Eels. Maybe will say they don't have the forwards to compete, and I would agree. It's not the best forward pack in the comp, but just be wary of these slippery Eels.
Yeah.
down the track. Now, in this particular game, I probably like the Panthers. Yeah. And I want to wait to see...
That's down every week.
Yeah, and, and that was one of the most surprising results of the whole season to me. How the Panthers could do that, because the Panthers...
Were 2-4, you know, coming into that one. We thought it was a must-win. And now, obviously, we're going to say that we're going to sound like a bloody broken record, deja vu, that this is another must-win
and,
game.
And people
for them.
Are coming out and saying, like, Penrith's side isn't as good as you guys think. But hang on a second. Like, this team was the form side in the comp going into the finals last year, got all the way through to an elimination final down in Canberra, and, you know, had their chance to win that match too. The Panthers were nearly as good as anybody last year, and that was with, like, a rookie halves combo of Cleary and I think... Well, not even Tomorrow Martin was injured and stuff.
Cartwright was.
Cartwright playing 5'8" and stuff. Like, those halves are a lot better this season. Yeah.
The only thing that they don't have this year, is massive. Well, a good coach and Mansource. I mean, that guy was an absolute monster. And like we were saying, he would take one hit up a set coming off the wing, and it would certainly help. And he was making 10 meters a run.
Yeah, but, and that's kind of my issue. Like, they don't have, they're not full strength yet. They don't have Mansource, and we don't know about Cardi.
He's been named, but named. But you know, who knows if he plays.
Could only look at Panthers.
You have to. We have to take the Panthers. I've seen 2.5s. If I'm going to flat 2, you're playing that for sure. But I think this is a play, even anything under 4. You know, even up to 3.5, I think I'd play this one. They are just a much better roster. They're 2-5. They've had, you know, an absolutely blowout loss last week to the Sharks, so we're getting a bit more value on them. The Eels came all the way back and beat the Tigers, which I think... Honestly, I'm not gonna, you know, hint at anything here, but that last kick from Moses, that is some dodgy shit. That
I was
went fucking
that.
5 meters into the end
goal. I was thinking that because I was thinking he wants to be on the Eels this year. What he does in this set might determine whether he plays finals footy.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw that and I was thinking, oh my god, there's 10 seconds left. What are you gonna? Or 30 seconds left? Whatever. Last play, last offensive play of the game. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna throw the ball around? No, he kicks it fucking pretty much out on the full, deep into the in goal. But anyway, that's another story. The Panthers are the much better side here. They are the hungrier side. We're getting extra value on them. They were the preseason favourites to win the whole comp. We're getting massive value because they got just shut out by the Sharks, who just had an incredible defensive performance. And I think they had a few bounces go their way as well, with rubber kicks into the end goal, that sort of thing that got them a couple of tries. We're getting more value on the Panthers because the Eels happened to come back all the way and beat the Tigers. It's just, we have to
and
do
I
it.
Just think
we have to play the Panthers.
Out, the fact that French is out seals it for me because, he's such a weapon. And like, as much as Gutho is a Mr. Fix-It and, like, respect to him, he's a gun player, but they do miss Bevan French.
I also think, I don't know if there's something that's happened with the weather from this morning. I looked up the weather report for Sydney. It's meant to be fine. The total's 37.5. That is awfully low. I know the Eels have a decent defense, but, I mean, with a low line like that, you know, getting 2.5 points and a 37.5 total, you know, we might be able to catch the Panthers under, you know, over 19.5 or something like that. That could be a good play.
Yeah, actually, I really like the sound of that.
Next game, Cowboys, -8.5, hosting the Knights, 43.5 the total.
This is, like, one of the most interesting games of the round for me.
Fuck off.
I just mean like from a betting perspective rather than from an entertainment factor.
Yeah,
and that's the beauty of betting. The betting makes this game interesting when otherwise, you know, it might be the time you take your missus out.
Well, there were blokes that are watching Canadian curling in the group.
Exactly
had,
right.
No,
you know, these
that,
obscure
so.
Sports, they need, you know, to thank the betting agencies for making themselves more popular.
Absolutely.
You know, I really am tempted to take the Knights here, but I feel like, you know, obviously not a deep team at all. They do give great effort every week, but, you know, Jamie Bure being out is a massive out for them. I think he was quietly one of the best pickups of the off-season.
Yeah.
People forget, and, you know, he is a bloke that's played Origin, so people have seen some talent in him, and he is tough, and he does add kind of characters to that back row, him and Burnett there. Mm-hmm. So him missing, you know, that's tough. And then, you know, the Cowboys, on one hand, I don't know how we feel about them at this point. You know, everyone was, like, ready to heap, you know...
Yes.
8 metric tons of shit on
us
in our group.
They're still going to make the finals, guys. They're still making the finals.
We said that Cowboys plus 10.5 was, like,
our favorite
by far our
favourite
bet of the round. And obviously they were down 28-4 or something like that at
halftime. Yep.
And people were, you know, laughing that they'd taken the Dragons 8.5, easiest money they've made all year and everything like that. And, you know, I didn't hear too many comments after full time. And they do play for 80 minutes, luckily for us.
They look looked really good in that second half.
Yeah, but
really
I always wonder when you're down like 24 and you're massively regretting your bet and then you come back. like, does that mean, oh, if only they just started that way, you would have won? Or does it mean, oh, we were lucky because the Dragons went to sleep?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily think that the Cowboys looked that much worse in the first half. It's just the Dragons were absolutely clinical. And there was, you know, there was times where Cowboys had their chances on the Dragons line. They couldn't quite convert. They gave away a shitty grubber. You know, last tackle options without Thurston are obviously much, much worse. And then the Dragons just came back right down on a 7-tackle set and scored, you know. But look, I'm with you on the Knights. I think that's the only way I can look. I can't take the Cowboys -8.5. I think it's just too many. I know they looked really good in that second half, but, you know, it's tough to say whether they were really good or if the Dragons just led off a little bit after halftime. So, and another one of those points, we talk about injured player theory, and it's like, when your best player gets injured, your team lifts around you, they put a really good performance in the next game. And then quite often, you know, if they have a good performance, which the Cowboys did, people sort of start to think, well, you know, they're missing a few guys, you know, do they really mean that much to them? And so I think we're getting a line that could be, you know, a little bit, I guess, a bit high here. So the only side I could look is the Knights. They do have a better goal kicker as well. So, you know, 8.5, you know, is probably a bit too many points. And I do like also going, you know, against the Cowboys, once it starts getting a little bit colder. I know it sounds stupid, but these little 1%ers, they do matter. And the weather's not that hot anymore, but going up to Townsville in the middle of summer, that is a brutal road trip.
I just
had
this,
you know,
funny feeling that because the Cowboys are undermanned, they've almost got to circle a home game against the Knights in the calendar and say, look, you know, it's going to be a tough stretch, it's tough sledding without Thurso, but this is the one that we have to have.
Yeah.
We have to have this one, and you know they will come out strong. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I think they do put in a decent performance, and it, you know, yeah, I'm leaning Knights, but I think it's probably a stay away.
And that's the thing,
half,
these are just our leans. We're going to, like, put our heads together. You know, I don't have to move mine very far to get it close
to
his massive head.
And then we further back or something,
No homo. And then we come up with our best bets and we post them in the group. I think we need to improve our performance and speed up. So
halfway through the round.
I have to give a super quick, you know, warp speed shout out to a bloke that's killing it. I'm going to start with NBA. So if you're a basketball fan, and, you know, I like it. It's fucking epic, I reckon. And, you know, it's heating up. So even if you're a casual fan, you know, like, it's a very interesting playoff series.
Yep.
We've got a bloke who's 9-2 on 50-50 lines again,
in
crushing it. And that's after going 60% plus in the regular season. DeAndre Lewis is his name, and he's absolutely crushing it. And he's teaming up with the man that we speak about every week, the chosen one, Sol. Save our souls.
Yep. Sol fine. Sol.
So shout out to both those guys. You need to be in the group. They're giving out all their tips for free, and they're crushing it every single night.
Now they're giving out collective multis.
He gave
and of course
two multis, and both multis won last night. He even scored a goal for Atletico Madrid. So it's just,
and then of course their combined multi won, and then DeAndre Lewis went 3-0 on NBA picks today. So people are stuffing their wallets in the group.
And I've seen a couple of comments. Blake asked, "Can we buy those shirts?" You can. If you go in the group, you can be able to find out where you can get them. Paul asked, "Who are these flogs?"
Yeah, well, fuck.
Tripod, bro.
Let's get on with the round. Speed this shit up. So, last late Saturday game, we got the Sharkies hosting the Titans. Sharks are -10.5, 40.5 the total.
Yeah, so what I wanted to say about the Titans is, like, I do feel that's just a classic letdown spot. I feel terrible for them because we kind of picked it. We said, like, this is the game that they've circled in the calendar. You know, the rivalry game. They owed the Broncos one after the finals last year. They had an undermanned side. They should have won. I mean, to lose on a charge down kick with 2 minutes to go is it is brutal.
You know,
say what you want about earlier chances dropped in the game and stuff, but you get to that position in the game, you know, that means everything to you, and you let it slip. And what I mean by a letdown spot is, it's like, if they win that game, they can, you know, G themselves up. All right, you know, 2 wins, we're 2-5, it's a long season, we've got Hayne coming back, Proctor coming back, Hurrell, and, you know, we can make a charge here, boys. But it's like, now you've won 1 out of 7 games, you kind of know you're not making the 8. I mean, how do you really motivate yourself at training? How do you really fire up? It's an interesting one because, yeah, we've got, as you've written here, Hayne, Proctor and Hurrell all potentially back in
all
the team.
All named,
all in the squad, we don't know. The Sharkies, you know, I've got to take my hat off to them. And, you know, I'm wearing the light blue, the sky blue again. Respect to the Sharkies. They
proved us wrong.
They bent us over on Saturday, Arvo. You know, they pulled our pants down, took us behind the woodshed. So, you know, you've got to respect them to a degree. Do the Titans fire up going against the champs? you know, it's too many points probably. It is. But it's too many. Don't really think the Titans will win. And if I don't think the underdog's going to win, I don't usually like taking the points.
Yeah, no, and that's fair enough. I just think it's probably a couple points too high. And the reason being is obviously the Sharkies beat, you know, the Panthers in very, very convincing fashion. But not only that, short turnaround for the Sharkies and the Titans. They get a bunch of players back. I think they're going to get motivated from that. And not only that, you know, you're getting a bit more value on the Titans just because they should have won. And it's like, if the Titans beat the Broncos last week, which, you know, they probably should have, you know, is this line 7.5? Is it a flat 8? You know, probably. And it's still pretty early in the season to sort of, you know, give up. They're a good young side. They always fight hard. I think they're going to fight hard till pretty much their finals hopes are dashed, which they're, you know, kind of are, but not quite yet. So I think it's just a couple points too high. I'd be more than happy taking plus 10.5 with the Titans. Obviously, I'd prefer like a flat 12, but 10.5 still
three points
higher than it should be.
I agree with you. So maybe it's one you wait till late mail. You at least get more confidence that a couple more of these important players are back, because they're skinny. Like,
because no one's rushing to the window to bet Titans. No. And it's another thing that we sometimes talk about. It's like, do you bet it now or do you wait? You know, because the lines do move during the week. And this is one of those ones where I think you probably can wait a little bit till you bet Titans.
But it's another reason to be in the group, because people are watching the markets and you'll get a heads up, you know, when a line is dropping and you can still grab it before it disappears.
Yeah, that's right.
So. Shout out to Mackenzie. I saw a lovely looking lady, you know, Mackenzie.
She's watching it.
She said she's missing my beard. I had to shave it off to get through border security,
it's grown,
obviously.
It's grown back quickly.
But shout out to Mackenzie. Hope, how was your poon?
No,
heard it was wet.
That's personal, mate. You can't go there. All right, Sunday game. We got the Tigers plus 4.5 hosting the Bulldogs. 41.5 the total.
Now, let me ask
it's
you.
That's interesting.
Let me
one.
Ask you about the Bulldogs, because I picked the Bulldogs to make the 8, and, you know, people laughed in my very face.
Yeah, me.
And they start the season 0-2.
Yep.
They have won 4 of the last 5 games. I mean, any respect for the Doggies?
No.
The thing is, they can defend. This side can defend, and when you can defend, you give yourself a chance to win games. And I know that you hate, like, their lack of imagination in attack.
I do.
You hate some of the, you know, their players.
I do.
Personally.
I do.
But
no, I don't personally hate.
Josh Reynolds, you know, you said that Josh Reynolds is shit, but he was one of the best players, form players of the round last round.
Yeah, sure.
They dismantled
South
the Bunnies.
South Sydney shat the bed. Yep.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, at what point do we start respecting the Bulldogs? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
Tigers.
The Tigers, so hard to handicap because they have the talent.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of talent, you know, a bloke that has showed talent is Luke Brooks.
Yep.
More so, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago.
He cannot be playing this week, surely. Well, he's been named.
This
was 3 weeks ago they said it's a hammy and it's going to be 6 weeks. And so it's like, you know.
It's always funny with hammy.
You know what I think, though? You know, even with all the turmoil going around, he's just signed for a couple more years. I think that's a stabilising signing for them. Obviously, they know now the Moses saga is over. He's going to be gone at the end of the season. That's fine. He can still play out the season at the Tigers, so I think he's going to try hard. He doesn't want to be a piece of shit and just play shit, not even care for the rest of the season. I kind of like the Tigers, but more so than that, I've got a little sneaky bet that I do like here. I like the Tigers in the first half. If we can catch a plus 2.5 or something like that, that is money. Mbai always starts. I think he will start again this week because, you know, for some reason they fucking think he's good. But did you hear the stat? what's the bloke's
name?
Frawley.
Yeah.
With Frawley on, they are 56-14. 56 points scored and 14 against.
I know,
he is
he looks
way
better
than Mbai, and he comes on at about 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes. So I'd like to get at the Tigers with pretty much a full half of Mbai in there because he's fucking shit.
I'm with you. The Tigers, they seem to always give you a good effort in the first half and then just like mail
in
the second
half.
Yeah,
they do. They tend to.
Do not finish a full day's work for some reason.
So that's how, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get at the Tigers for the full game, but I want to get at the Tigers while Mbai's on the field for the majority of it. So I like the Tigers first half. If we can get 2.5, I think that's a pretty good bet.
I like that too.
So that's all the Sunday games. There's, you know, no Monday games, obviously, but Anzac Day next week, there's 2 Tuesday games. So the first one, and they're crackers. The first one is the Roosters -3.5 hosting the Dragons, 38.5 the total.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. The Dragons do get the win. Not that impressive, you know, to be up by 24 points against an undermanned Cowboys and really scrape home.
Oh, they got lucky to win that one.
At the end of the day, but they are top of the ladder. And, you know, it's an impressive sight. And Dugan returns.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you know, I said a week ago, the Broncos smashed the Roosters. But yes, I still think the Roosters are better than Broncos. And, you know, yes, a week later, fast forward, Brisbane's lucky to scrape home against the Titans.
Yep.
And the Roosters, you know, to steamrolled the Knights.
It pretty much steamrolled. It was 12-6 with about 15 minutes left.
Yeah,
and
it was. But
no,
too good.
Come over the top.
Yeah, we need a new catchphrase.
Take that out of our
vocab. Roosters is the only way I could look at
this.
But, you know, no Napa, no Ryan Madison. Those are two quality players. But they did just get back Takiyaho.
And Friend
is back
solid
in the side too.
Yep.
What about Latrell Mitchell? I don't think he's back.
Well, I don't see why he wouldn't be. I mean, they said he was resting last week and it was
okay,
coach's decision.
I heard Ferguson's moved to the wing and Cunny Dowell into the centres, so we'd have to check. I'd like to see Latrell Mitchell in there if I am taking the Roosters. It's the only side I could look. You know, you said -3.5. These games they do tend to be close. So
yeah,
I've seen the Roosters flirting at around $1.70. I prefer to play the Roosters just to win at $1.70 than to lay that 3.5 because if it is a tight game, you know.
And it's a lowish total, you know.
Yeah, teams, it is a very low total, and teams start looking for that field goal or a penalty goal, you know, or one conversion can be the difference there. But yeah, the Roosters are the side here. I think they're the better team and they're at home.
Yeah, they're the side, and I think anything under 4 is pretty much a play. But like you said, yeah, if you're seeing them at $1.70, and I think, you know, no one's going to take too much notice of that Roosters win last week. I mean, they beat the Knights. You know, no one really stands up and takes note of that. But everyone loves the Dragons at the moment. They're top of the table. They've strung a few, you know, solid wins together. And, you know, like you said, I just think the Roosters are a better outfit than the Dragons. They have been playing really, really well. But the thing is, it's like, you know, I think that's their ceiling pretty much. They've played as good as they can. So they're as overvalued in the market as they possibly can be. All of your, you know, your standard everyday punters are not betting Roosters, they're betting the Dragons in this one. So I think you're right, you know, $1.70 is much better than -3.5. And, you know, we do take the vast, vast majority, like 99.9% of our bets are line bets. But if we see something where you should definitely be paying the straight up for the win, you know, instead of a line, we'll tell you that that's better
and
value.
And this might be
one of those ones
where we say, look, you can grade our pick on Roosters -2.5, but we're just telling you, you know, if it's up to you and you are, you know, risking your own money on it, sacrifice that, you know, 17 cents or whatever,
yeah, exactly,
19 cents and just take the safer price.
Because there are,
more
it takes a while to figure out exactly how much a point is worth, you know, because obviously, you know, jumping from, you know, 18.5 points to 19.5 points is worth nearly fuck all. But jumping from, you know, -3.5 to pick 'em, you know, that's worth a shitload. And if you can get that for, you know, less than 20 cents, it's certainly worth
every
it.
Every point counts. Shout out to Kieran Hunt and all of Kieran Hunt's loyal followers.
Oh, yeah.
The video. We appreciate it, Kieran.
Yeah, bloody oath. Alrighty. Last game of the round, the late Tuesday game. We got the Storm hosting the Warriors. Storm are roughly 10-point favourites, 37.5 the total.
The Storm, the team that every bettor loves to bet on, and the Warriors, the team that no bettor loves to bet on.
No.
And that's, of course, the side that we'll be
taking.
Yes! If you know us well enough by now...
You've seen 10.5?
No.
Yeah,
have you?
We need to find it.
In fact, I saw 9.5 and I thought, like, that's too many points for the Warriors, but I know I'll be able to find a 10.
Yeah.
I just think you have to remember, it's Anzac Day, it's in Melbourne. You know, the Warriors played quite well to really hang tough for 60 minutes against the Raiders. And my biggest fear with that Raiders game was that they'd be looking forward too much to the Storm game.
Which
I reckon,
is a big rob,
I just think they throw the kitchen sink at the Storm here. I think, you know, yes, the Storm were too good for them in round two, but the Warriors have improved since then. Kieran Foran's in the fold since then. We got Madalino named on the bench, and if anything, the Warriors were missing, you know, a dominating front rower. He can be that. They've got equal amount of talented outside backs, okay?
Yes.
They're not as good as the Storm.
Agreed.
And the Storm are at home, but 10 points is too many points.
It is.
This is going to be a ripping game.
I agree.
And the Warriors can win it.
Yeah.
Plus 10. I mean, it's automatic play for me.
It's definitely an automatic play for me as well. And what we sometimes do like to look at, you know, the Storm have been winning games. They've pretty much had their, you know, full roster on the park for most of the season. The Warriors haven't. And what a lot of guys that like to delve into the stats, you know, delve into the statistics of each game, you know, and sort of compile them over the season and then bet, you know, I guess according to those stats, they like to look at, you know, I guess, for the Warriors, they haven't had a full-strength roster on the park for pretty much the majority of the season. So, you know, when you look at those stats, you're looking at a second-rate Warriors. They didn't have Foran for the majority of it. Now they've got, you know, all the players back. They've got a few games under their belt. They're getting better and better every week. And for them to only let in, you know, really 20 points against a Raiders side in Canberra, that's pretty impressive, really.
I know, that's the thing. People will write them off and say, same old Warriors. Like, that is showing good form, going into Canberra and getting in an arm wrestle down there. You know, plenty of teams get blitzed.
Yeah, you give up less than 30 against the Raiders in Canberra and you're doing pretty well. Not only that, you've got a really low total, 37.5 points. There's a chance of rain. Anytime there's a chance of rain, you do like to take the plus points because it's usually lower scoring, tighter games, you know. So this is we have
and
to
like,
take the Warriors again.
People
you're going to hate it. They're going
to
hate it.
People stop sucking the Storm's dick. Like, you know, the Storm beat the Panthers by, you know, 20-odd points. That game was far closer than the final score suggested.
That was as
they
well as I've ever
seen
them play.
They built a wall on their try line and kept the Panthers out, and we give them credit, you know, 100%. That was an amazing effort. I've never seen defense like it.
Yep.
They just kept turning away the Panthers, and the Panthers cracked, and they got two late tries. And everyone's saying, why would you bet against the Storm? They're, you know, they're just impenetrable, you know, and they're just far too good. The very next week, the Storm scores 2 points.
Yep.
The week after that, the Storm concedes 26, okay? So nobody is as good as their best game.
That's
Nobody's
it.
As bad as their worst.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Storm play their absolute best, yeah, they're going to win by more than 10. But, I mean, if the Warriors play their best, they can beat anyone in the
Bloody
comp
earth.
Too.
Bloody
10
earth.
Points, too many points for
too
me.
Many.
You don't even have to win the game. You just have to be in it.
Yeah, exactly right. And with a low total, we'll have to check the weather report as well. But maybe even looking at like a Warriors over or something like that. You know, try line over because the kick is not great. But something like that could be a play as well because I think we need to get at the Warriors with at least a couple of bets in this one. So.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're definitely liking the value in like six or so of these out of these eight games.
Yep.
So I think we're going to have a bunch of best bets for you boys. So we're going to, you know, yeah, definitely kind of scour the landscape for the very best lines, team totals, total points, just the best value that's out there. Then we're going to post, plus our multi.
That's right, and that's why it is.
I'll give another shout-out to Sol. He's here. He's
watching. He's there. He is there.
And he's going to have tips, or has he already posted his tips
I
for
I don't
tonight?
Know if he's already posted. It's usually a little bit later, so.
Yeah, there's,
but heads to the grip, they'll either be there or they'll be there soon.
European
so.
Champions League, Juventus. You won't know this.
No,
Juventus-Barcelona, I mean, that's a fucking pretty big game for anyone who follows the round ball.
Yep.
So get the best soccer tips you can in our group as well. You've got to hit the link.
And that's why, like we say, it is very, very imperative that you have multiple betting accounts. If you just have one, you know, I would almost say it's basically impossible to make a decent profit if you only have one site. You need
and
to have the luxury.
That, Ryan Lean has just found Warriors plus 10.5 on Luxbet.
That's an
so
instant best bet.
I'm
we'll make it a live best bet. Warriors plus 10.5. So.
You could say we're leaning to the Warriors.
Good one.
All right, we better end it on that.
Let's end it there.
All right, thanks for watching, guys. Cheers.
Yep.
Good
Cheers.
Luck. Catch us in the group.